The insinuation by the former head of state that President Lazarus Chakwera would orchestrate the plunder of public funds is ridiculous and completely outrageous. This insinuation is one that we repudiate for several reasons. Number one, it was President Lazarus Chakwera who commissioned a forensic audit into the usage of the COVID-19 funds and directed that that audit needs to be completed within 30 days so that on the basis of that forensic report, the president will take measures. When that audit report came out, the president was the one who directed that the audit report needs to be made public so that all those responsible for the abuse of public funds would be known to the general public. That is not the conduct of a president who orchestrated the abuse of state funds. Thirdly, an audit report into the usage of COVID-19 funds is the first of its kind, not only on the continent of Africa, but in the democratic and civilized world. There is no record anywhere on earth that a president audited the usage of COVID-19 funds except here in Malawi by this president. And fourth, it is also significant to note that once that audit report came out, President Lazarus Chakwera took measures and ordered the law enforcement agencies to do their constitutional duty of arresting those responsible. And you might recall that one of the things the president did was to fire one of his cabinet ministers who was found to be responsible for the misuse of COVID-19 funds amounting to $700.
The former president is going back to the election, saying that Mr. Chakwera, who was then in opposition, conspired with the judiciary to steal power from him.
Yes, he made that allegation. But the elections case that nullified the 2019 election was done publicly. It was done independently. And the decision of the Constitutional Court, which was made up of a panel of five judges, made a unanimous decision. And that unanimous decision is now the subject of an award from Chatham House in the United Kingdom as an example of constitutional democracy and the rule of law being upheld by an independent judiciary. The idea that anybody in this dispensation can be maligning that court ruling flies in the face of something that happened in broad daylight. Besides, even after the Constitutional Court and the five judges therein made this decision, there was an appeal that President Mutharika made to the Supreme Court, which has even more learned judges. And even that Supreme Court made a unanimous decision to uphold that decision. And so the idea that he would be standing on a podium today and saying that the Constitutional Court conspired to overthrow the government, the Supreme Court conspired to overthrow the government, and accusing them of coup d'etat is an attack on the democracy and its institutions in Malawi. And it's not something that we smile kindly on.
I'm kind of wondering, why do you think the former president is coming up with this list of grievances now? For example, the fact that his accounts were frozen.
The behavior of Professor Arthur Mutharika has always mystified Malawians. But thankfully, Malawians don't have to put up with it any longer because Malawians went to the polls and they told Mr. Mutharika what they think of his behavior. And for him to be coming out now, it really beggars belief. We really don't know what's going on over there in his mind or in his party. So really, the only person who can answer that question as to what is going on in his orbit is Mr. Mutharika himself.
Sean, thank you so much. It's always very nice to speak with you.
Thanks for having me on Daybreak.